game or lose the game. Matt Schaub out of the gun. Final play. Time. He can run for it. He pumps now. He throws. It's intercepted by Michael Huff. The Oakland Raiders have won the game.
Al, this one's for you.
The emotion is just coming through for this franchise today. The Raiders win today in Houston. They do it for Al Davis.
Now that was a day of high emotion. The last time the Raiders were inside Reliance Stadium in Houston, October the 9th of 2011, we found out the day before that the legendary owner of the Raiders, Al Davis, had passed away. Welcome back to our Silver and Black Show. Greg Papa rejoined by Jim Plunkett. And the guys that played the best in that victory over the Houston Texans 2 years ago, Jim, were Al's guys. Michael Huff with the interception to save the game. Darius Heyward-Bey had a huge game. Richard Seymour had a couple of sacks in that game. And Sebastian Janikowski made four field goals, three from 50 yards and beyond. Al would have been most proud.
He certainly would have. And as you mentioned, they were Al's guys, and maybe they came through big time after the loss of Mr. Davis. It was a sad day, but it was a victorious day, and that was very important.
We think about Mr. Davis every day, but certainly we'll be thinking about him more so this weekend as the Raiders go back to Houston, Jim, to take on a Texans team that is in desperate need of a victory. They've had three different quarterbacks this year, and they've lost seven in a row. The curious case of Case Keenum. This is a guy like Matt McGloin that was not drafted into the NFL, put up 19,000 yards at the University of Houston.
At all?
I don't know how you do that in a college career, and he has played very well since taking over as their starter.
Oh, he certainly has. Seven TDs, no interceptions. He takes care of the ball well. Throwing that much, you've got a lot of experience going into the game. Obviously, a pro-style offense. So he's used to being in the pocket. And at Houston, they do move the quarterback around, so it gives him an opportunity to get outside the pocket, give himself more time. And as you mentioned, he's playing extremely well for the Houston Texans.
And his go-to guy is, I think, very quietly, one of the best wide receivers in pro football the last decade, Andre Johnson. He's had a lot of injuries, hamstring problems, Jim, but when he is right, he can run all the routes. He is powerful. He runs inside, in the slot. He is a handful.
Oh, he certainly is. He's a big-time player in big games especially. He's got 62 receptions. He's got over 500 yards in reception. So he's having a great year.
Yeah, the Houston Texans give up a lot of points on defense, curiously, but as far as yardage yielded, they are number one in the National Football League, and they do have, in the opinion of most observers, the best defensive player overall in the league, Jim. He was the NFL Defensive Player of the Year ago. Since the start of last year, he has 27 sacks. He will line up all over their front. How do the Raiders block J.J. Watt on Sunday?
Well, obviously, you double team him on occasion. You chip him with the back in the backfield. You do a lot of things. Maybe you roll away from him, make him chase you across the field. There's a lot of things you can do. Get rid of the ball quickly is another thing to do. I'm sure they'll come up with a good plan to neutralize J.J. Watt.
Certainly will be interesting to have the Raiders go up against Shane Lechler on Sunday. And many thanks to the great Gunner. Maybe he's the next Pro Bowl representative from the Raiders. Shane for many years. Of course, Seabass and John Kondo have all gone. It's time, I think, for Tywan Jones to go to the Pro Bowl as well. Many thanks for him dropping by this week. And as well to Dennis Allen for his weekly appearance on the Silver and Black Show. We do want to end our show this week, Jim, with your thoughts on the profound Raider loss of five-time Pro Bowl and two-time Super Bowl champion tight end Todd Christensen, who the Raider family lost on Wednesday morning in a Utah hospital from complications during liver transplant surgery. He was only 57 years of age, Jim, and he was one of your favorite targets when you were the quarterback of the Raiders.
He certainly was. I'm very saddened by his loss. There's no doubt about it, as we all are. He's a tremendous player, a tremendous team guy. He made my job a lot easier coming out of the tight end position and making some great catches for balls that sometimes were not thrown very accurately, but he would come up with a catch, and he was especially effective down around the goal line. A big guy, a big target to throw to, had a knack for getting open, sliding away from the defender, or defending that player with his big body and giving me a chance to throw the ball to him. He will be sorely missed, and it's, as we get older, too many of these things are happening. He's way too young to go.
He was known as the Renaissance man inside that Raider locker room, a guy who always had the right word for the right moment. We are all going to miss Todd Christensen. To his family, our thoughts are with the Christensen family.
This has been a presentation on the Team of the Decades presented by Silver and Black Productions.